AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Millions of Americans are dealing with winter conditions from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Lots of folks across the country digging out from the snow that's forecast to continue through Tuesday. Meteorologist Bob Warvick.
Probably encompassing about 1,500 miles all the way from Kansas to the East Coast.
The National Weather Service says 8 to 14 inches of snow forecast from northern Missouri through the central Appalachians, with 6 to 12 likely across the mid-Atlantic states, including Washington, D.C., where the wintry weather is causing major flight cancellations and delays that are having a rippling effect.
Any combination of icing on the ground and a combination of snows and causing a lot of travel issues.
Bone-chilling cold also on tap.
As low as minus 15 across the international or across northern Minnesota International Falls.
I'm Julie Walker.
In about an hour, Vice President Harris will preside over the certification of her defeat to Donald Trump. In a video statement, Harris says this will be a peaceful transfer of power.
I will perform my constitutional duty as Vice President of the United States to certify the results of the 2024 election. This duty is a sacred obligation, one I will uphold, guided by love of country, loyalty to our Constitution, and my unwavering faith in the American people.
Lawyers for President-elect Trump are trying to halt this week's sentencing in his hush money case while Trump appeals a judge's decision that upheld the verdict. The attorneys are asking a New York appeals court to reverse a Manhattan judge's ruling last week, which set the case for sentencing on Friday. President Biden is banning new offshore oil and gas drilling in most U.S. coastal waters, a last-minute effort to block possible action by the incoming Trump administration to expand offshore drilling. This is AP News. The mourning and celebration of life are continuing for former President Carter.
Former President Jimmy Carter is lying in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning. Until then, the public will be able to pay its respects. Over the weekend, Carter's family and extended public began their farewell. Carter's son, Chip Carter.
He was an amazing man, and he was held up and propped up and soothed by an amazing woman. And the two of them together changed the world.
Family members accompanied the 39th U.S. president as his hearse rode through his hometown of Plains on Saturday. National rites will continue in Washington and end Thursday with a funeral at the Washington National Cathedral, followed by President Carter's return to Plains. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.